how has it been playing a little college football, going from high school to college? Not, you know, not just athletics and academics, juggling that in your college first semester. How's it going for you?
I mean, really, the biggest thing was going from 8-man to 11-man at football. That's been a little bit to wrap my head around, but not too bad. As far as the academics, it's a lot easier than high school, a lot less classes.
Which you kind of expected going in, just different classes for your own specialty type of what you're studying. By the way, what are you studying there at Concordia?
I'm studying computer science right now.
I have a son that's kind of a computer geek. He loves it. Are you kind of one of those?
I suppose you could call me that, yeah.
And I mean that in a good way. Don't get me wrong. I mean that in a good way because there's a lot of kids that really dig computers, and I see you like to code. That's one of your things you like to do. So everything computers you love, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And the classes right there at Concordia kind of getting you in the swing of things of a career in this.
Yeah, no, they do a pretty good job here of just laying out a foundation, explaining everything.
As far as football going in, you had an idea. Did you have an idea kind of going in that as a freshman, you know, playing time in the varsity might not be there, but they have a great JV program. Talk about that. I'm sure you've enjoyed being on that, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. I knew coming in they were going to have a good season this year, and playing time wasn't going to be really a thing going in freshman year, but no, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Defensive back. Now, going in, did you figure that was going to be your position, or did you think more offense or defense, or you're pretty satisfied being a DB?
Yeah, no, defense is awesome. When I was getting recruited here, that's all they were talking about was playing DB for him. So it wasn't any surprise.
As far as you're on with the team, I take it every day you're suiting up, you're practicing everything just like you know, a normal football player does each and every day, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Nope. Do everything with the team. It's pretty normal going from back in DCS to here, practice-wise.
Some awfully good players, Brody, on this team. 7-2. This team's really having a good fall, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No. It's been a lot of fun. We went up to number 3 at the time, Northwestern, and beat those guys on the road. That was a lot of fun to watch, be a part of.
I was going to say, what's the biggest, you know, biggest win you think of this? Is that probably the one you just talked about? Probably your biggest win of the season?
Yeah, no, that was the moment that we kind of turned it around.
Had some close games, you know, during the season. Mount Marty was a close one by 4 points. Coming off a big one against Hastings, 42-6. This one against Midland to wrap up the regular season. Is this a big one as far as playoff positioning is concerned?
Oh, yeah. It's win or go home at this point. If we don't win, don't make the playoffs. But if we win, there's a very good chance we could sneak in.
So need this one. I take it this one's once again going to be in Fremont. So got to make the road trip over there. I'm sure that your preparation and time this week has been pretty good.
Oh, yeah. No, we've just coming off the bye week, too, so we've had a lot of time to look at them.
A time to heal up some injuries. Has it been a lot of guys kind of? Of course, you're in the game of football. You're always going to be beat up at the end of the season. But I take it the bye week's really helped out, haven't they?
Yeah, no. Bye week's been awesome. Everybody's just getting rested up and getting recovered for this last game.
So now it's getting to college and lifting and weightlifting. Of course, being in athletics, you got to lift a lot. Have you been better in the weight room? That you were good in high school. I'm sure Coach Spargo and those guys, no question, great people in the weight room. Going to college now, is that you feel like your lifting's really improved as well?
Yeah, no. Numbers have been going up over the time of being here. It's different because the lifts are more intense, but there's less of them compared to high school.
And just juggling different schedules. I mean, yeah, in high school you juggled academics and athletics all the time, but just different times of the day. And I take it eating as well at the training table. That's been a little bit different. They want you to eat better, don't they?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a big thing, is make sure you're giving your body the right stuff.
Did you think all along going in, coming out of high school that it was going to be college football? You were good in basketball. You were good in golf. But was football it the entire time?
There's some thought that had to go into it, but really, it's been football.
Have you kept up to date? I'm sure following as much as you can with what Dundee County Stratton boys went through this past season. Had a great season. Fell a little bit short of, you know, going a long ways in the playoffs. I'm sure you kept up with them as much as you could.
Yeah, no, I tried to watch every game that I could. I only made it to one game this year, but no, it was a lot of fun to watch those guys keep doing what they do.
Going to be a little different not getting ready for basketball. You're a basketball guy, what, for a couple of years as well. It's going to be kind of weird not getting ready for that season coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird having all that off time in the off season. It's not just going from sport to sport. It's football and then just like conditioning until spring ball, yeah.
I was going to say, that's the thing with being a college football guy now, even after the season's over, which we hope it's not over anytime soon. You have a deep run in the playoffs, but you get into the Christmas break, and then you come after Christmas, you're already starting to think about spring ball already, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's, we'll go from doing nothing for a few weeks to right back into it.
The future, you feel like your position, I mean, you feel like, hey, my chances are coming up. Do you got a lot of guys in front of you, upperclassmen at that position that you feel like will be graduating and you have a chance to maybe move in and get one of those spots, get more playing time next year?
We got a lot of youth. There's no seniors in the safety position. So we got a lot of depth at the safety position. It'll be a lot of fun to see what goes on.
And as far as guys in front of you, I'm sure you got some older guys that you kind of have learned that position a little bit better from watching those guys in practice and in games as well.
Yeah, no. The upperclassmen have definitely been a lot of help learning going from – I played DN my senior year, so it's been a lot different going to play safety at the college level. They've been a lot of help.
Great coaches. But talk about coaching staff. I mean, that looking at those guys, you got a top-rated coaching staff as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Coach Stavrico has been – he's a really good guy, standout guy. Just a good dude all around. And then safety coach Lonnie is – that dude knows what he's talking about. He's got a crazy arm, too. Always trying to dot us up in practice.
Making practice a little bit fun every now and then. I'm sure not every day is fun, but trying to make it enjoyable every day as much as possible for you guys, isn't he?
Yeah, no, some days are a grind, but when that dude's there, it's always better.
So no regrets at all going to Concordia. I mean, no regrets. I'm sure you had some other schools looking at you, but hey, Concordia's, they rolled out the red carpet for you, and they've made life pretty good over there.
Yeah, it's awesome here. I mean, I love the campus, and football's been a lot of fun. Classes are good. Can't complain much.
I'm sure you made a ton of new friends. You're not only on the football field, football guys, maybe, and off the football field. I mean, there's a lot of kids on campus. You get a chance to meet a lot of new people, don't you?
Yeah, no, there's a lot more opportunities down here to meet new guys.
Have you stayed pretty healthy? Have you had any injuries to speak of?
No, I haven't, no.
That's good. That's a good thing. You never know. Just tweaks here and there happened, and you stayed pretty much healthy all through your high school career, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I don't, not that I can remember, I don't think I had any sort of injury throughout high school.
Well, knock on wood, Brody, that will stay the same. I'm sure Mom and Dad get a chance to come down and watch you guys as much as they can, don't they?
Yep, they come down whenever they can. They made all the JV games. Just every now and then they come down to a varsity.
Is your JV schedule done for the year?
Yeah.
What was your best JV game? What you feel in those that lineup of games? What was your best one?
The Hastings game was so much fun. It came down right until the end. We were winning for majority of the game, and they had a few good plays, got down, found the end zone, and then they just wouldn't quit. So we had to keep going.